Unit 1, Section 1, Reading Comprehension. Failure by Elastic Deflections. The maximum load that may be applied to a member without causing it to cease to function properly may be limited by the permissible elastic strain or deflection of the member. Elastic deflection that may cause damage to a member can occur under these different conditions. A. Deflection under conditions of stable equilibrium, such as stretch of a tension member, the angle of twist of a shaft, and the deflection of a beam, particularly under gradually applied so-called static loads. B. Buckling, or rather sudden deflection associated with unstable equilibrium and often resulting in total collapse of the member, which occurs, for example, when an axial load that is applied gradually to a very slender column exceeds slightly the Euler critical load, or when an external fluid pressure is applied to a cylindrical shell or thin-walled pipe that suddenly collapses when the pressure reaches a critical value. C. Elastic deflections that are the amplitudes of the variation of a member sometimes are associated with failure of the member resulting from objectionable noise, shaking force, collision of moving parts with stationary parts, etc., which result from the vibration. When a member fails by elastic deformation, the significant equations for design are those that relate loads and elastic deflection. For example, the equations for the three members mentioned under A are E equals PL over AE, theta equals TL over GJ, and delta equals alpha into WL cubed over EI, in which alpha is a constant for a given beam and given location in the beam depending on the type of supports and the type of loading. It will be noted that these equations contain the significant property of the material involved in the elastic deflection, namely the modulus of elasticity E, sometimes called the stiffness, or G equals E over 2 times 1 plus V. The stresses set up by the loads are not the significant quantities, that is, the stresses do not limit the loads that can be applied to the member without causing structural damage, and hence, the strength properties of the material, e.g. yield stress, are not of primary importance. In different words, if a member of given dimensions fails to perform its load-resisting function because of excessive elastic deflection, its load-carrying capacity is not increased by making the member of stronger material, but rather by making it stiffer, by using a material with a higher modulus of elasticity, or by changing the shape and dimensions of the member. As a rule, however, the most effective method of decreasing the deflection of a member is by changing the shape or increasing the dimensions of its cross-section, rather than by making the member of a stiffer material. Moreover, if a member is made of steel, its stiffness cannot be increased greatly by substituting another material, since steel is one of the stiffest of structural materials available.